All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, doing a little bit more of How to Fix the Future. There's been some changes. Apparently there's a subpath, which I'm not fucking gonna play, and it's got some really starless level shit. Yeah. Like, I was looking at it, I was like, oh no, not that again. So if you like femdom, it's fucking in this game. All right, anyway, let's get started. Hey, Kathy. Hey, Grim, so you ready to go? Are you sure that you want me to go with you? Of course, you must be so excited to finally go out into the city. Kinda. Even though the Citadel is big, within a month it started to feel like prison. I agree with Chloe here, you feel trapped. You know it's not true. You're not prisoners, it's just that Polis is dangerous enough for locals and even more so for you. Yeah, I know. I'm just used to life in the city. You know that feeling when you leave the house in the morning and on the way to work you feel the city coming to life around you? I miss that feeling. That life in full swing. Even though Polis is the largest of five cities, it's definitely not like that. Life is definitely not in full swing here, but it rather fades away. If everything is as you say, then I'm afraid to even imagine what it's like in other cities. Don't even imagine. Have you been to other cities? Only to one. It was a long time ago, when I was a kid. We were on our way to Polis and were passing it. These images are forever imprinted in my memory. Now why did you not stay there? It's too dangerous there. There's chaos in all the remaining cities. Total anarchy. And Polis was ruled by three gangs who divided the city into areas of influence. There was peace in some shape or form. All refugees headed there. And it could accommodate everyone? Not everyone. Okay, enough about that. You really know how to make it depressing. I was just asking, you're the one making it depressing. You could have laughed it off and not got serious. How, like, it accommodated everyone who came from all sides and it was a huge amount of people? Haha, now we're getting somewhere. Okay, let's get you changed and we'll be on the way. How long have you been wearing this tracksuit? You smell. I don't even know. Smell is not a problem, there's worse smells in the city, but the Academy's uniform can attract too much attention. We don't need it. Let's go. I've bought you new clothes. Give me a minute to drink some water. Stay close to me and don't talk to anyone. I didn't go through the main entrance on purpose. There should be fewer people here. Plus it's early and today's the day off. Let's hope we don't run into anyone. What a weird place. And the smell. Listen, did you see that valley we just passed? Was it just me? No, I also noticed. There's a lot of places in the city where people sell themselves for money. Some people do it in the alleys or in the dens, but there's also elite clubs for richer people and those with special tastes. But, a unicorn? Really? Does anyone like that? Don't ask me, I don't even know. That's another reason I wasn't really eager to take you into the city. It wasn't enough for humanity to destroy themselves on the planet. People are completely mired in lust and depravity. As if feeling that the end is near, they strive to live their dirtiest fantasies. Yeah, I kind of figured as much. Well, it's pretty much the same in our time. Maybe not as openly, but it's a part of human nature. We also have places like this, as well as a bunch of apps, websites, and even games. And you can get whatever you want, if you pay enough. You know, sex workers have come a long way and became a respected part of society, in a way. At least people stop hiding it, while others stop judging it. And what about love, romance, feelings? You had it all in your time. It's rare in our time. It's important to you, our feelings are extremely overrated. Feelings are extremely overrated, no matter how much you love a person. But if it doesn't give you what you need, then feelings fade away and couples break up. It's true. The question here should be, what are you willing to sacrifice for your happiness and pleasure? Honestly, if I'd been born in your time, I would have also probably given up on any feelings. What's the point if there's no future? You need to live like every day's the last one. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But I would like to experience love before I die. At least for a little while. There you go. You're making it depressing again. Mood killer. You started again. Haha. Let's go. There's a good side to the city. You'll like it. Are you taking me to one of your favorite brothels? I won't let you put your horn where you shouldn't. Grim! Haha. Somehow it feels easier to breathe in here. It doesn't smell as much. Don't breathe too deep anyway. The air in Polis is very polluted. Wait here. I'll be back soon. Okay. Shit, it's already been a whole month, a month of daily training and classes, but it's flown by. But I feel better than ever. Exercise clearly did me good. Kathy was right, you get used to this. And it's good to finally go out to the city. Lo and behold, that's what the future looks like. If only the circumstances were different. Here. What is this? My favorite drink. Kathy takes a long sip through a straw and savors it. Mmm, yummy. Try it. I'm sure you'll like it. You haven't tried anything so tasty in your life. Is it something like a milkshake? Why is it green? It's a made of spinach milk. Tasty and healthy. Spinach milk? What the hell is that? Try it. Stop with all these questions. Okay? There you go. Well done. So what do you think? Now you're seeing that it's good? I can see in your eyes that you like it. Swallows. What do you think? That's really gross, sorry. Well, cocktails are not for everyone. It's alright. Maybe you'll like another flavor. That's for another time. Another? There are other flavors? Yeah, but all the others are even worse. You definitely won't like them. There's something with banana, strawberry, and all that stuff. I see. Okay, let's go. We'll finish on the way. It's a long way from here. But I like the banana and strawberry. That would be better than spinach milk. We're almost there. Is this the outskirts of Paulus? Yes, the wall is a few blocks away. Watch your step. Don't step on a rat. Okay. So did you grow up here? Yeah, I was outside more often. Sitting in these four walls is gonna make you crazy. Millions of introverts would disagree with you. Look, he's very sick. Sometimes he can't even get out of bed to go to the bathroom, so... Don't worry, I totally understand. We're here, and no, as always, don't say that you're from the past. Hey, Dad. Sweetie, hello. It's so lovely to see you. Let me give you Dad, you don't need to. Don't get up. My darling, I was wondering when you'd come to see me. Sorry, nobody was allowed out for a whole week. Some security breach, multiple checks, but now everything's fine. Where does the spy got caught?
Gotta be one of the outcasts. Damn scum. What matters is that he got caught, and you're finally here. Tell me everything. How are you? How's it going on in the academy? How's Jacob, and who's that?
Hi. Oh, that's Grim. I totally forgot to introduce you. He's my friend from the academy.
Hello, Grim. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. I'm doing fine. Jacob, too. Classes? Nothing new, as usual. Nothing but training and classes. You better tell me how you are. You better tell me how you're doing. How you feel? Are there any pills left? Do you have food?
There's not much left. I had to take three yesterday. Lately the pain is so much I can't fall asleep.
I'll get you more. I'll ask Jacob to drop it off the other day. The next day.
Thanks, honey.
Do you want me to cook you something while I'm here?
No, thanks. You don't need to. Elena came here yesterday. She made the soup. There are about 10 cans of preserves left, so for now your daddy won't starve.
I'll try to get you some vegetables and fruits next week when I get the money. I almost have nothing left now.
And what happened to the mattress? Oh, that's... an accident of delicate nature. Elena helped me clean it and change it to the old one. It hasn't fully dried out.
Your cough got worse and you look worse.
No, I'm fine, sweetheart. Don't worry.
Don't lie to me. I can tell.
I brought you some medicine. So that's where your money went, Kathy. You don't need to buy it.
Don't be ridiculous. It's much better than basic painkillers, which don't really help you.
It won't cure me anyway, and you should better save some money for the future. Don't spend it all on...
Dad, shut up.
Kathy, you know I'm dying. Why would you waste your last money on this? For what? So I'd stay in the bed in this shack for longer? What, the bed at night? That's not life.
Dad,
you know I'm right. You just don't want to admit it. I did everything I could to save you and Jacob. Look at you now. You're a beauty. You can stand up for yourself. You're a student at the academy, and soon you'll become a full-fledged agent. And Jacob, too. Everything'll be fine. I couldn't dream of anything more. I lived a meaningful life. Dad, I'd be happier about having grandkids than having goop in my veins. Here, Grim looks like a nice fiancé, doesn't he? Dad! What? You can't say that. He can hear you. Good. Let him hear it. I'll excuse your old man for being too straightforward. All I want you to be happy and for you to have your own family. I've long dreamed about having grandkids. Well, there's also Jacob. You and I both know there's more chance that I'll be magically cured than Jacob finding himself a date. He's my son and I love him, but he's an oddball. I'm sure that his future partner is there somewhere, and she doesn't even know how lucky she's gonna be. Maybe. As long as she would have a smaller appetite than Jacob. Or Paulus won't have food to feed them both. Feed both of them. Aha. Did Elena not do your laundry? Oh, she was in a hurry. I was going to do it myself, but later, when I'm feeling better. But I didn't get better, and I just threw everything into the basket. Don't worry about that. I'll go do the laundry. Don't be shy. You guys should chat. I'll be quick. Okay. So, Grim, are you at the academy too? Yeah, but it's not like I was dreaming to go there, like Kathy. Rather, I had to, but I like it. Kathy wasn't dreaming about it either. But I thought she always wanted this. She's been working hard on herself so that one day she'd become an agent. She did work hard, yeah, but that wasn't her dream. She went there only for a good future and a decent salary to support me and Jacob and pay for my medications. Actually, it has always been her dream to sing. Sing? Are you serious? I would have never thought of that. Her mother had a magical voice, and I think Kathy inherited it. They often sang together when Kathy was little. Oh, that sweet baby voice. But after her mother died, I never heard her sing. Her mother's deaf, my illness, little Jacob. She's been going through a lot. She had to grow up early. When taking care of us, she often forgets about herself. I'm dying, Grim, for a while now, and very slowly, but my end is near. I'm scared for Kathy. She tries to be tough, but there needs to be someone to take care of her after I'm gone. Her and Jacob will still have each other, but I'm afraid Jacob is just going to close up and be more distant. I don't know you. I don't know what kind of connection you and Kathy have, but promise me that you'll take care of her when the time comes. I promise I'll be there. Thank you, Grim. It's very important to me. She's the most precious thing I have. It's done. Make sure you take them out when it's finished. I hope you'll be better then. Me and Grim have to go back. It's a long way. We still have classes today. Okay, sweetheart. I'll manage. Thank you. I wish I could stay longer, but I can't. Mwah! Love you, Pops. I love you too, honey. Thanks for visiting me and for the medication. Of course, Dad. See you. It's nice to meet you. Goodbye. Likewise. Take care of yourself. Sobs. Kathy? It's hard seeing him like this. He's gonna die soon. Kathy, you did everything you could, even more than that. Without you, he would have been gone already. Unfortunately, there's nothing else you can do. Nobody can. But I'll be here if you need me. Looks like I'm probably headed towards a Kathy path. You're a good kisser. You too, although the pace of our first kiss is not very romantic. It stinks of piss here, and I think I stepped in rat shit. Shut up and kiss me again. Grim, thanks for coming with me. And thanks for everything. He seemed to like you, haha. I barely said 3 words, but probably, yeah. You don't need them. Sometimes you only have to look at someone to see who you are. And I see who you are, Grim. I feel sorry for your dad. It's sad that nothing more can be done. Sighs heavily. But enough said. Let's wipe that off.
It's much better. There's no need to make such a cute face dirty. Let's go? Uh-huh. Any news? I'm afraid we're missing some data. Those 3 bits that crashed on the moon are not enough. We spent a lot of time researching them, but it's done nothing. A big fragment fell on Earth. We know all the crash sites, and it looks like they've collected almost all of them. Although I don't know how they were able to collect samples from other continents. Their samples would have been useful for us, as well as their research data. They probably made a lot of progress in that time. We haven't heard from Octavia for a while. The last time was just after these fragments were discovered. But I'm sure that they won't agree to give us some of them, as well as share any information with us. But I could arrange a visit to Earth to try to reach an agreement with Octavia in person. Do I prepare for the flight, Madam Secretary? Yes. She won't deny me a visit. For so many years, she tried to set up a meeting between Earth and AMWP. Get everything you need. I'll talk to her right now. And take all the necessary research equipment with you. Okay. Mom! Rashmi? Are you flying out? Yes, sweetie. Mom has work to do. I'll fly to Earth. I'll bring you a piece of it. But I want to go with you. Can I go with you? Sorry, sweetie. You can't. Why? You can take her if you want. I don't think she'll ever have a chance to visit Earth. Is that safe? In Polis especially. In Citadel, yes. I just heard things about Octavia and her corporation. Haha, yeah, I know. Octavia's unique. This woman rules the remaining cities like it's her kingdom. But she considers herself someone like a queen, and yeah, she has quite specific tastes. But her corporation is essentially the same state with regions controlled by her, and it's one big, well-working, coherent mechanism. I gave her credit in that. She knows how to run it. She managed to bring order to cities, appointed mayors, and I was able to get them to dance to her tune. Honestly, I don't know what would happen with Earth if it wasn't for her. Although I agree that over the years, the power had corrupted her, but stories about her and her corporation are greatly exaggerated. Anyway, you don't have to worry about her. We're too important to her. For many years, she tried to establish a relationship with us. Are you sure? I heard that if you look at her wrong, that she can throw you in her dungeon and do terrible things to you for weeks. I don't want to take my daughter to such a place. Haha, nonsense. But if even the smallest fraction of rumors like this is true, Octavia wouldn't dare to hurt the AMWP. We're all under protection. Mom, I really want to go with you. Please. Well then, ugh. Okay, honey, I'll take you with me. Go pack your stuff. Yay! Put me through to Octavia. Yes, Madam Secretary. Says under her nose, Earth. I've already taken the test and I won't take it again. Do you understand English? I not take this test. I already take it. High score. Get others. Say Chloe. Well done. Please take your seat. The cyber test will start soon. Did you listen to me? I've already taken it. I actually got 10 points. Check it there somewhere. If you have any objections, you can reach out to Joe Morgan, our principal. Do you know who I am? I'll reach out. Oh, you don't know how I'm gonna reach out, and you'll be sorry. Chloe, stop it. You won't reach out to him. Sorry, haha. She's having a bad day. She's gonna take the test as everyone else. Okay, take your seats. That's bullshit. I've already taken it, and I got the maximum score. That's not fair. If you're really so good at it, then it won't be a problem for you to take it again, right? Or did you lie to us, and now you're trying to get out so you don't embarrass yourself? Screw you. Ugh. Shit. Fucking Mark Zuckerbergov. Asshole. So, welcome to the computer room. Take your seats. You can choose any seat except those with broken screens. We're already working on repairing them. An accident with some... Actually, it's not important. The main thing is that now we have a few important rules that everyone must follow. First of all... Grim. Are you good with this? A little bit, yeah, but not as good as Chloe. She's kind of a computer genius. Oh, Grim, thanks. Can you help me? Sure, but I can't promise anything. I don't even know the questions. Thanks, handsome. You have 2 hours to complete the test. When the time is up, you... Blah, blah, blah. When can they start? You can start. Finally, somebody's gonna start selling us the metaverse. Sorry? Yes? How do I start? Press the big red button which says start test on your panel. Oh, I didn't notice it. Sorry. What? Nothing. Love you, bro. Love you too. Would you choose in question number 15? B. Sorry, B was probably in the next one. Thanks. C. B. A. A again. Poof, easy. Chloe! What? Help me. Why? I thought I didn't know anything about computers and I lied about everything. Oh, come on, Chloe. What? Sorry, I think I'm so stupid that I can't understand what you're saying. I don't want to respond in case I embarrass myself. Come on, Chloe, don't be like... No, don't distract me. I said it already. Right, okay, get yourself together, Kathy. You can do everything. It's just a stupid computer test. Let's go. Damn it. Chloe? Cupcake, please? Cupcake? Okay, Jesus, give me your stupid question. Just shut up. Don't embarrass yourself. What type of encryption is used in the new generation of solid-state storages? I was gonna say XFIT, but that's not what I'm saying. What are the options? 256 AES, TLS, third option C. Are you sure? How do you know all this? I'm sure. Third option doesn't exist in our time yet. Hey, bro, do you need any help? No, I'm fine, thanks. Got it, well done. Greetings, do you need any help? Come on, BJ. Bam! 10. How do you like that, Mark Zuckerbergov? So fast, 10 points? Impressive. What did I say? I'm done too. So fast as well, 8 points? Not bad, not bad. Can we go? No, considering your results, I want to give you one more test. It's advanced and it's much bigger, so you might stay here longer. Advanced? Oopsie, sorry, baby girl. What do you think of our teacher? He's hot, isn't he? Oh yeah, I'd let him have a go. Get in line, bitch. I don't want his dick to smell like rotten fish after you. Hey! What about the guy in the first row? He's alright. That one? Really? Ew, he's weird. I think he's alright. Okay. You haven't answered any questions. How are you going to take final exams? With the principal's fat dick in my mouth, that's how. Haha, you're such a whore. Hearing that from a whore. That's not even an exaggerated conversation between women sometimes. So the time is up. Time's up. You can be free. You can be free? You can be free! No. So the time is up. Everyone can leave, except you two girls. You have 3 more hours. But wrong again? Hey, Grim, would you walk me to the dorm? I'll show you where I live as well. Okay, let's go. Welcome to my little heaven, a real suite. 100 times better than the place where I used to live. Watch your step. I haven't unpacked everything yet. It's spacious here, and I was told that we have the best rooms in the Citadel. Mine is the size of your hallway. Does everyone in this dorm have rooms like this? Of course not. This dorm has only two like this, for the privilege or something like that. Another one belongs to a daughter of some hotshot from another city, and this one was available. Oh, it's so nice to take off this stinky uniform. I hate it so much. You don't mind, right? No, if you're not embarrassed, then of course, your house, your rules, be comfortable. Me, embarrassed? Ha ha ha. Ugh. I'm so tired. God, these training sessions really exhaust me. And also that dumb test, but at least I got 5 points. Thanks for the help, by the way. No problem. I need to take off socks. Ugh. They can't. Fuck them. They don't smell that much anyway. Shit, she has such cute feet. Those neat fingers. God, the smell. They don't stink, but the smell is quite strong. I feel the warm moisture between her toes. Please tell me you weren't going to smell them. What? No, why would I? I just want to help you. Okay, did I really smell? I was on my feet all day and I haven't had a shower after training. No, not really. Well, they really do. Her slightly damp socks filled with the warm aroma of her sweaty feet with a hint of worn-out sneakers. God. I never thought it could turn me on so much. And that feeling on her soles and between toes, God, slightly felt subtle moisture which dries out quickly on my fingers just like dew on the grass, only on her feet. You take off the second sock and start to massage the upper part of her sole, then every finger separately in between them. Moisture is quite quickly absorbed to your skin and the rubbing only enhances the strong aroma coming from her feet. And at first, Riley doesn't know how to react, but then she just throws her head back and relaxes without saying a word. With your other hand, you start to massage toes on the other foot, and with gentle movements, you massage both of her feet from top to bottom. Sole, you start to move soles and heels while trying to press harder with your thumb and index finger. Riley slightly moves her leg, but then brings it back immediately, either from tickling or from muscular response to your action. You feel how her legs release the tension while muscles become softer under the pressure of your fingers. Friction helped moisture evaporate from her legs completely, but the aroma is still there. It's become even stronger. Oh God, Grim, it feels so good. Where did you learn this? Well, nowhere. I just do everything intuitively. Do you like it? Yep. Should I keep going? Yep. You continue to massage Riley's feet for 15 more minutes. Damn, Grim. Can you do it every day after the academy? Haha. I don't think I'd have enough energy to visit you every day, massage your legs, and then get back to Citadel. I also get tired, actually. Maybe I also want a massage. Well, you can always stay here with me. I have a double bed. But I'm not going to touch your sweaty legs. Sorry. Uh-huh. That sounds good. I'll think about it. Just kidding, Grim. You can't stay here. Why? Those are the rules. You don't look like someone who follows the rules. Aha, true. I thought you wanted to show me your room, and now you've crashed on the sofa just to lie there. Sorry, I've only just realized how tired I am, and your massage made me feel really relaxed. I almost fell asleep. I'm studying there, I'm resting here, and upstairs is where I sleep, shower, and go to the toilet, if you're interested in those details. Yeah, super informative, thanks. Wait, do you even have your own shower? Damn, I also want to live in the dorm. It's fire, isn't it? Haha, but standard rooms are worse than those you live in, so... Okay. Speaking of that, since you got a room like this and another one belongs to a daughter of some hotshot, then you're also not just another girl? Then I'm also not just another girl. Riley stretches while yawning for quite a long time. You're clearly tired. Maybe I should leave you to rest? No, I'm not sleeping. That's it. Let's talk. Talk? Maybe you should sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Let's talk. Ask me something. Well, okay. Why were you avoiding me for the entire month? I thought that after the time in the utility room, there's going to be some follow-up. You repeatedly hinted at that, and then you started avoiding me. I thought you liked me. What? I like you, and no, I wasn't avoiding you, Grim. I've just been busy. Then why are you sometimes fun and bubbly? Then you're cold and detached. I don't quite get you. Grim, it seems like you're overthinking it, and maybe what happened in the utility room and my behavior in general gave you some false expectations. Adrenaline got to my head, and we were all alone in a small dark room, and I got turned on and decided to have fun. And at other times, I'm just the way I am, and as I said, I like you. I just have my own life, my business, and my problems. I see. Sorry, you're right. It's a bit selfish of me. I just think... You thought the next day I would let your key into my keyhole. Become your girlfriend. Wifey laughs. I don't know, maybe, haha. I don't know what I thought. I was just hoping for something more during this month. I'm probably just too naive. Grim, you're naive in a cute way, and that's good. I'm flattered. That means I left a mark somewhere deep, and that means you thought about me. It feels nice. I think you did, because I had a dream about you several times. Oh, really? I hope I was doing something dirty. Aha, there was something dirty, yeah. Tell me, I want to know the details. It's best if it stays a secret. Ha ha. Come on, buzzkill. And did you have dreams about me? Yeah. Something dirty? So that's a yes, haha. No, it wasn't a dirty dream. Rather weird, actually. I think we got married there. Such a weird feeling. Oh, why weird? I don't know. I've always found it to be absurd and exaggerated, especially in our time, you know? I mean, what are these labels for? For example, calling someone their boyfriend or girlfriend is also stupid. And marriage, that dream confused me. People enjoy being together and they're having fun with each other. Is that not enough? I agree. I guess not. You're totally right. Labels are unnecessary. Well, do you feel good now? It's fine. Fine? Sorry, honestly, though, your feet stink. Can you wash them? Grim, you asshole! Ha ha ha. My feet always smell like violets, am I right? Riley lifts her leg and reaches closer to smell it. Smells. Oh, God almighty. Ha ha ha. Do you think it's funny, you bastard? Take that. Hey, what are you doing? Aha, you laugh, trying to look angry as convincing as possible. Wah-ha-ha. God, this girl, you're crazy. Ha-ha. Oh, I got so exhausted today. I could barely lift my legs. Well, then lie down. Just move your feet to the other side, please. Listen, I'm curious. So what was it then? Why were agents chasing you? I knew that eventually you'd bring this up. Well, I violated some Academy rules that day. I was where I wasn't supposed to be. And what did you do? Where were you? Well, let's just say I was where I wasn't supposed to be and did something I shouldn't have done. Do I pry every word out of you? Tell me. I won't tell everyone. I won't tell anyone. I was changing student entries. What entries? Why? So I can be in the same group with you. Ha ha ha. What? Oh, you tricky little stalker. You had such a big crush on me that you did all that just to be near me? Oh, Grim, don't flatter yourself. I didn't do this just because of you. I saw the guys in the group I was initially assigned to, complete scumbags. Studying with them would be a nightmare, and I liked you, so the other guys from your group seemed adequate. I decided to do something else. And what if you got caught? You could have been sent over the wall. Oh no, the wall. What a nightmare. What do I do then? Ha ha ha. You're either hella crazy or brave. Or both. Ha ha ha. Okay. So, I'm gonna go ahead and leave it there. We can have more fun with Riley on the next episode of Grimm's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future. And we'll see you next time.